of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus says in John 10, I am the good shepherd. This good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. St. Peter says, this Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As we discussed last week, we are still in the 40 days of Easter, the time between Easter Sunday when Jesus rose, the 40 days he gave convincing proofs he was risen, and then he ascended on Ascension Thursday after 40 days of appearances, and then 10 days later will happen the day of Pentecost, the pouring out of the Holy Spirit. And so in the 40 days of Easter, as we consider the resurrection appearances, we consider Jesus, who is the Good Shepherd. The preaching of the resurrection in all of the scriptures, especially the book of Acts, shows that the early church's main proclamation, as we saw in Acts chapter 4 today, was that the apostles went everywhere and said, you crucified him, but God raised him from the dead. Of this we are witnesses. And it is at the name of Jesus Christ, the stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone of the church and of the world. We proclaim with all Christians today, because all around the world today, people are considering this picture of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, that he calls us by name, we listen to his voice and follow him, because we know his voice. And the reason salvation is found only in him, there's no other name under heaven by which we can be saved, is there is only one Good Shepherd, and that shepherd is Jesus. Many years ago, somebody gave me this shepherd's staff. I forget who gave it to me. If it was you, thank you. And a shepherd's staff is used by a shepherd as he walks along the paths, obviously to steady himself. If he needs to gently tap the sheep to get him to go. And the crook, of course, is used if a lamb or a sheep gets stuck down in the rocks. You can hook the arm or the neck it. Pull it out, and it's also used for something else. It's used to hit wolves. Because when the wolves come, the shepherd whacks them. And then the good shepherd might look like he's mean, but he sees that wolf and he says, you're not touching my sheep. Come here. And he whacks them. And then he pulls the lambs out with the shepherd's staff. Now it's true that the name shepherd is the same word for pastor. Jesus is the only good pastor, the only good shepherd, and all the pastors that serve under him are his under-shepherds, his under-pastors. So today, during the 40 days of Easter, what does it mean that Jesus is the good pastor, the good shepherd? What does it mean that we sheep, believers, follow the shepherd, our good pastor? And what does it mean that we ask ourselves, am I listening to the voice of my shepherd each day? First of all, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. In the Gospel of John, whenever Jesus says, I am, we're supposed to be transported back to Moses and the burning bush. I am who I am, Yahweh the Lord. Jesus is I am, along with the Father and the Holy Spirit. And he says, I am the good shepherd. And the point Jesus is making is, there's a lot of bad shepherds. I'm the good shepherd. Because I laid down my life for the sheep on the cross. He's not a hired hand, which are false prophets and false teachers who are just in it for the money. They really don't care about the sheep. And he guards the flock against the wolf, which of course is Satan, the devil. False teachers who try to ravage the flock. And he knows his sheep. And in fact, the good shepherd literally knows your name. Because when you were baptized at a font like that, the triune name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, was placed on your name as the pastor said, your first name, your middle name, and your last name. The triune name of God is connected to your name, so he literally knows you by name. You've been baptized in his name. His sheep know him. You know his word. When you hear the scripture read, you know that's Jesus' word. That's not the word of the world, but the word of your shepherd. You know his water and word in baptism. You know his meal in Holy Communion. We call this what? The Lord's Supper. And the Father knows Jesus. The Son knows the Father. The relationship with the Father is such that you and I can't transport ourselves up into heaven, much as we might like. We would die in the presence of the Father because we are sinners. We can only know the Father through his Son, who shares our flesh and blood, who became one of us. We don't have to be afraid of Jesus. He shares our flesh and blood, and he does something that a shepherd will normally not do. Now, there are a lot of shepherds, and they'll try to guard their sheep, but it's not often that they'll actually die for the sheep. But that's what Jesus did. He says, I lay down my life for the sheep. And here the picture is marvelous because, you know, we call Jesus the Good Shepherd, but we also call him the Lamb of God. So here's something amazing. And only Jesus can do this. The Good Shepherd lays down his life by becoming a lamb. He becomes the Lamb of God who sacrificed for us. He laid down his life for us upon the cross, and when he took it up in his glorious resurrection, he proves to us that he is the Good Shepherd. If Jesus is the Good Shepherd, then what does that make you and me? It makes us sheep. We are the sheep who are to follow the shepherd. Jesus says, I have other sheep who are not part of this flock. Those are good words for us. We're the other sheep. In the early ministry of Christ, his sheep were all Jewish believers. But Jesus can see in the future, Gentiles, non-Jews, you and me, we too will be gathered into his flock. We're the other sheep. We Gentile believers, along with Jewish believers, all are one flock. We listen to the one voice. We have the one baptism. We have the one shepherd. And under that shepherd, as we confessed the faith in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in the Nicene Creed, these creeds, the Apostles' Nicene and Athanasian Creed, indicate that we're all one flock. We only have one shepherd. The Father said he loves the Son. Jesus lays down his life and takes it up again because he loves his Father, and his Father said, Son, I want you to die for my sheep. And because Jesus loves the Father, he says, I will do it, even if it costs me my life. And Jesus says, no one takes my life from me. I lay it down of my own accord. And that was very clear when Jesus was crucified. For when he was crucified at the 3 o'clock in the afternoon, when he cried out with a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And when the Roman centurion said, that's the Son of God, he realized that man on that cross, nobody took his life from him. He gave it up at that moment of his own accord. Jesus could give up his life. Jesus could raise his life for us. He has authority to lay it down and to take it up, and he used that authority to serve us, to die in our place, and to be raised for our justification. This charge Jesus received from the Father, he's doing all the Father's will. So if you want to know God the Father, you have to look at Jesus, and there you see your shepherd, and you are one of his sheep. You're gathered into the flock, which we call the church, which is not a building, but the believers in Christ gathered around word and sacrament who follow him. Well, if Jesus is the good shepherd and if we are one of his sheep, then the question we have to ask ourselves every day, am I listening to the voice of the shepherd? Saint John, who knew Jesus as shepherd, said, this is love. He laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. So if I'm listening to the voice of Jesus, I realize he laid down his life for me, so I will lay my life down for my brothers. Then John goes on. Well, what's the proof of that? It's not just word and talk. It's deed and truth. If you see your brother in need, you share the world's goods. You don't close your heart against your brother. You see the need, you meet it. Love is not love till it's shown in action and deed. It's easy to tell someone I love you, but to show them in deed and action is what St. John has said, is really love. We are of the truth. When our heart condemns us, God is greater than our hearts, for he knows everything. That's why we confess our sins every Sunday. When our hearts condemn us of sins of thought, word, and deed, God is greater than your heart. He is bigger than your heart. His heart of love is such that he wants to forgive you so that your conscience is clean. So when you hear absolution, Jesus saying to you, I forgive your sin, you have, as St. John said, confidence before God that by faith, whatever we ask, we will receive according to his will and his commandments. Believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, he says, and love one another as he has commanded us. Abide in him by the Spirit he gives us, his command to love one another. Jesus is the good shepherd who leads us into the pastures of salvation by his death and resurrection, and by guiding us in word and sacrament. We always want, because we hear the word of God every week, to not listen to the hired hands, to not fall prey to the devil, wolf. The false teachers and the false prophets are everywhere in our world. And the devil and the false prophets want to steal, kill, and destroy us. Jesus alone brings us into his one flock, the church. This really is the work and purpose of our church and our school and our campus ministry. To bring sheep into Christ's fold. There are so many people that don't belong to Jesus' flock. Did you know all of your friends who don't believe are wandering through life without a shepherd? When they die, they have no one to turn to. When they have personal problems, what do I do now? The shepherd wants to use you and me to bring lost sheep into the loving fold of the shepherd. We must never forget the ways in which we can do that. You meet people all the time who are going through life with no shepherd. Either that or they're following the wolf. As was mentioned before, when we have Friendship Sunday here on May 20th, if you're given a postcard, give it to a friend and tell them, I will bring you to church, my friend. Be frequent at the divine service so you can be hearing the shepherd's voice. In Bible class and Sunday school, so your children hear the shepherd's voice. And the reason we have, for instance, in our church, a community block party, and all these people flow into our parking lot, is because we want to show them that Jesus can be their good shepherd. The reason we have a school and the child care, and all these families are coming in here all week long with their children and coming in chapel and in the religion lessons that they're taught, we're saying we want the voice of the Good Shepherd to come to these families in our church and child care. The reason we've had vicars all these years and have taken the Word of Christ onto the college campuses and have English as a second language in the international community is for the same reason. We want to take the voice, the words of the Good Shepherd, to people who don't have a shepherd, so that can be part of his flock and have the pastures of eternal life. So, on Good Shepherd Sunday, may Jesus use us to follow him, the good pastor, the good shepherd, who laid down his life for the sheep. Rejoice that you are one of a sheep. Listen to his voice every day, and may Jesus use us as his under-shepherds, as those in his flock, with the shepherd staff of his word, to joyfully bring other people to hear the voice of the good shepherd. Because that's what the good shepherd wants to do. He laid down his life for his sheep. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and our minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.